Be a little different. It's going to be a little different because I thought about starting out. This is so true. I was going to start out and tell you that I got beat up by this sermon this week. And then I thought I can't say that because I think I said that a couple weeks ago. And then I thought, well, I'm going to sound like I'm whining. But then I thought, well, you know, if I don't get beat up by the scripture, if I don't get beat up by the process of putting a sermon together so I can preach the word of God, well, then maybe I'm not doing enough to preach the word of God. I once read somebody said something about if you read a piece of scripture and you think you got it, maybe you didn't get it. So I'm done whining. My sermon title this morning is The Blood of Jesus Purifies Us from Sin. And this week I needed to be purified from sin. So, I had an experience this week. I was doing some work in the yard, in the driveway of my house. I'm not going to go into all the details, but as I was moving down the driveway doing this work, I turned around, looking back towards my house, and realized that perhaps some of the work I had done had put three of our bushes on fire. I turned around and I saw three burning bushes. And I mean burning. The flames were higher than me. They were going up towards the second floor. And so as a pastor, I walked towards these bushes. And I briefly stopped and I prayed, "Dear God, speak to me as you spoke to Moses." And in that brief second, which seemed like an eternity, I heard the voice of God. The voice of God said, "Call the fire department." And then I ran to get our garden hose. And while the fire department was on its way, I sprayed the burning things with the garden hose. And I was able to get the flames out. And then I sprayed it on the embers, on the ground and stuff. And by the time the fire department came, it was mostly out, except in one small part, the flames had got up under our siding. And so we had some smoldering in one of our walls. And they took care of that. And the house filled with smoke. And our house now smells like smoke. And I said to Sarah, "I think we need to do something." And she said, "Well, just imagine we have a fireplace in our house." Yes, but I'm not imagining that we're living in the fireplace because that's what it feels like now. And so after the fire trucks left, I can't even describe it. I was relieved. I was upset. I felt bad because I had made a mistake. And I spent a lot of time sitting and talking to Sarah. We spent a lot of time hugging each other. And I went to sleep that night. But as I started to try to go to sleep that night, I didn't understand that how I felt was about to get worse. And so, "Dear God, please come into my mind and heart this morning. Let the words of my mouth, the meditations of my heart, this scripture on love and Easter and redemption and forgiveness fill the minds and hearts of this, your beloved community, here in our sanctuary and wherever they are. Amen." You see, I was originally going to preach on what Easter's all about. Well, I'm kind of changing that. But you know, Easter is about suffering, death, resurrection, redemption, forgiveness. And it is so wonderful that the lectionary not only has the Doubting Thomas gospel for this week's story, but it also gave me this reading from 1 John. Because this letter, 1 John, it's only got 5 chapters. It's all about love and fellowship. Love and fellowship. And I needed to be reminded since Thursday about love and fellowship. You see, 1 John, which is only 5 chapters long, it mentions the word love 35 times. And the reason I said it's a love letter is because if you go to the Gospel of Matthew, you only find the word love mentioned 15 times in 28 chapters. And if you go to the Gospel of Mark, you find the word love mentioned 6 times in 16 chapters. The other Gospels are similar. But in this epistle, this book of 5 chapters, love is mentioned 35 times. And so this is the Easter message. And it's the Easter message that the lectionary said, Pastor Tim, why don't you preach on this Sunday? But it's also what I discovered Thursday night as I lay awake most of the night. You see, Easter is all about being loved and understanding that we are loved. And in 1 John, the God of light, remember that in creation? God separated the darkness from the light. Or in the Gospel of John, the light shines in the darkness and the darkness did not overcome it. Well, that's all about God's love in creation. But in 1 John, God's love comes into incarnation. And listen to these words in chapter 4, 1 John. And so we know and rely on the love of God has for us. God is love. Whoever lives in love lives in God and God in them. And so I need to remember that I am loved. I also need to remember in the words of 1 John, again in chapter 4, we love because he first loved us. And so again, I need to remember this, that I am loved. But Easter is not just about love, it's also about being named. Because you remember last week when I talked about what the angel said to the ladies in the garden after Jesus had risen? He said, go tell the disciples, even Peter, even Peter. And if we go to our gospel text this morning, 1 John verse 1, chapter 1, verse 3, we proclaim to you that we have seen and heard so that you may also have fellowship with us. But it's so easy to take that word out of there and put your own name in. We proclaim to Tim what we have seen and heard so that Tim can also have fellowship with us. And so I need to remember that I am loved and I am named. And by being named, I am brought into the fellowship of believers. Whether that fellowship is this church sanctuary, our virtual sanctuary, or wherever we are as Christians in this world. And again in 1 John chapter 1, verse 5, this is the message we have heard from him and declare to you, God is light, in him there is no darkness. Well, this is the message we have heard from him and declare to Tim. Hello, God is light, and in him there is no darkness at all. So I need to remember this, that I am named. And Easter is not just about the love and the naming fellowship. It's also about being claimed in the connection and community with God. Because again, we go back to 1 John. Chapter 1, verse 4, and our fellowship is with the Father and his Son, Jesus Christ, and we write this to make our joy complete. So I need to remember that I am in fellowship, I am claimed. And 1 John chapter 1, verse 7, but we walk in the light as he is in the light. We have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus purifies us from all sin. So as I was laying awake Thursday night, early Friday morning, I needed to remember that I am claimed. I am loved, I am named, and I am claimed. And so not only is Easter about those three things that I mentioned, love, being brought into fellowship by name, being claimed, the fellowship of believers, but Easter is also about forgiveness. You see, when we walk in the light, love of Jesus, we become more and more aware that Jesus is continually releasing us from our sins. So again, I need to remember that I am forgiven. And when we walk in the light, love of Jesus, because we are forgiven, we are better able to be in fellowship with one another. And again, I need to remember that I am forgiven. Why? Because God invites me and enables me to forgive myself. And until I forgive myself, it is difficult for me to love God, believe I am loved by God, and be in fellowship with other people. So I began this sermon by saying that it only got worse when I lay down Thursday night. And that's true. I spent most of Thursday in the dark night, awake. I was just waiting for Friday morning. I said, I can't wait until the sun comes up so I can put Thursday behind me. But what I discovered was as I went through my day on Friday, I couldn't put Thursday behind me. You see, the rest of my story is I discovered on Friday that I could not forgive myself for the mistakes I made on Thursday. I don't want to overstate this, but I might have burned the house down had not things happened as they happened. And if I didn't burn the house down, certainly Sarah's studio was directly above where the flames were going up, and I might have burned her studio. We've been in Easton since 2010. We've been here 11 years. And it's been such an incredible blessing and joy for us to be in Easton and to be involved in this community. And I could not let go of the fact that I almost, because of a mistake, wiped all that away. I haven't had trouble forgiving myself in the past. But I am now. But I'm getting better at it now. And here's why I'm getting better at it now. Because, much to my astonishment, even as the fire trucks were driving off, I was getting text from people in the community asking me if we were okay, asking what was up. And I was taken aback. I thought, wait a minute, what are they talking about? How do they know what's going on? And I was getting emails. And Friday morning on Joy in the Morning, I brought this up with Barbara and Sarah Parker and Maureen. And I told them what I'm telling you, and they were so compassionate. And they heard. And then yesterday, I did a round of phone calls to the members of the community, and people said, well, you know, we have scanners and stuff. And we heard that there was a Glebe Road and a Purple House. Thank goodness the scanner didn't say there was a nutcase in the driveway yelling, God, speak to me like you spoke to Moses. They seem to have forgotten that detail. But all of these things have been swirling in me. This beat me up because I kept rewriting this sermon because it no matter how much I was jumping into the text, analyzing the text, it kept coming down to the fact that this community has lifted me up. And Easter is about being lifted up by the ultimate sacrifice of Jesus, but we cannot do that. So we do it in our own way, in our own space, in our own time, and we do it in so many small ways. Our bishop this past week sent out a blog, which I forgot to send to you, but I will, a talk about aroma and the scent of the flowers and molecules, and talking about how even the smallest of things can make a difference. And so what's helping me to forgive myself in this instance is knowing that there is this beloved worshiping community that I see in our sanctuary, that I hear and get messages from online. And this is so important in times of need, because it is reminding me that this community is reflecting the love of Jesus. We are called to walk as Jesus walked, and yet you guys are doing it. And at this point in time, you are doing it all around me, and I am grateful for that. And we will be manifesting God's love in so many new ways. I mean, look at all we've done in the pandemic. And we're just getting started. And that's awesome. So I am so thankful and full of praise. And I give thanks and praise to God for the great gift of his son, Jesus. And I give thanks and praise to Jesus for the great gift of his life, death, and resurrection, and showing us how to walk in his way. And I give thanks and praise to the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit is on our journey with us. And I give thanks and praise to you, this beloved worshiping community, and this beloved prayerful community, because it is in interacting with you and feeling your presence that I am being able to forgive myself for the dumb stuff I did. And so I need to remember this, that I am loved. And I need to remember this, that I am named as a community, part of a community. I need to remember this, that I am claimed in God's fellowship. And I need to remember this, that I am forgiven because of Jesus. And so, as I worked through this sermon, and I was working on this as I was running out, even before I was running out the door this morning, I finally realized, I want you to know, I had a revelation. God really did give me a message in the burning bushes. I am loved, I am named, I am claimed, and I am forgiven. And I thank you for helping with that. And I give all of this thanks and praise in God, in Jesus, in the Holy Spirit's name. Amen.